At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Diana Rossini tweeting out in the last 20 minutes, Aaron Rodgers has left the Steelers facility. The two sides have yet to come to an agreement at this time. Your reaction, Jonathan Peterlin?
I did wonder if in Aaron Rodgers' incessant desire to always be in the news and be front and center, if maybe he realized people got tired of the news and it started to die down just enough that if he visited Pittsburgh today, we'd be back talking about it. And sure enough, we've been back talking about it.
I mean, he picked the right day. It's been a bit of a slow news day.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Outside of the turn, listen.
From an NFL perspective, yes. There's not been much going on.
Even from an NBA perspective. Like, it's Bronny scoring 17 points last night in the game. If ever there was time for a Friday news dump, but you and I both know, it's highly unlikely Aaron Rodgers will ever allow his signing to be a Friday news dump.
No chance. That is a Monday at noon type signing. That is a, we want you to talk about it all week long. We want you to discuss it all day long, all week long, all into the night. Yeah.
So a little bit of an update here, as Abdul Carter is the only team he does follow on social media or on Twitter is in fact your Cleveland Browns, but... Plot twist.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders follows J.W. Johnson. Madness in these social media streets.
It's not insulting to J.W. to suggest that Shedeur is deep into the Browns community if he knows and understands who J.W. Johnson is to use as his only follow within the organization, right?
I met that guy at the combine. We vibed.
Oh, good dude. Good dude.
Yeah. Good dude vibes. And, Shador's a very smart guy. He's practically the GM of Colorado, if you listen to him.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he thought to himself, that's a member of the family.
Is JW actually making all the moves right now?
No, but I don't think it hurts Shedeur Sanders. Okay. that he might be pandering to JW Johnson. That's where I'm at.
Now, do the Browns follow Abdul Carter back, though? Do we have that information, Mac? Yeah, Matt didn't look at that side of things. I'm more interested in who the Browns are following now.
Well, that's just some guy in the social media department. I don't mean that in like a mean way. But like Barry doesn't come down to be like, I need you to follow Abdul Carter ASAP, right?
Well, I mean, if somebody of Abdul Carter's stature does follow you, isn't that in the social media world, isn't that a follow back?
Yeah, but that's... But nobody in that front office knows that whether he does or doesn't follow them,
like,
right?
Do you have that as well, though? Or if, let's say, somebody higher than, is it 50,000 followers? Is it 100,000 followers? The moment they follow you, it's an instant follow back just based off of the credibility they bring?
Yeah, I guess if you're like the 21-year-old social media manager for the team.
We got to figure it out.
We'll get to the bottom of that.
Get our people on that.
It is time for the spring training report brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates. Stephen Vogt, we got a little sound from Goodyear. The team has trimmed their roster. We're going to play something from Vogt in just a second here. But two names are out of the second base competition as Angel Martinez and Juan, don't call me a burrito, Brito.
Although you called him a burrito.
I definitely, every time, because it sounds like I'm saying Juan Burrito. Juan Burrito, both option to AAA. I think the Martinez thing is more surprising than the Brito thing, but either one of those guys would have been my first choice to win the job, and now it's going to be Arias, Freeman, and Steeman.
I am surprised that Brito is not the answer, because it just felt like that was where they were heading. And it would have been the perfect guy to... I don't know if Bazan is going to be up there later on this year. I have no clue, obviously. They won't tell us that. It just kind of felt like we were trending towards Brito. Schneeman, I'm interested in. Freeman, I'll get on board with, but none of them really inspire a lot of confidence.
This is textbook Guardians. I don't mean this in a bad way. This is, we like both the young guys. Let's give Schneeman, let's give the three guys who might be closer to not being here in 4 months than they are to being a part of the future.
Yeah.
Let's give them a chance to do this. I hope Arias hits. If Arias rakes, guys, that's such a game changer.
For sure.
He has such a great swing. He has enough power. Like, that's the kind of guy who, if he ever got it together, could hit 270, 260, 270 with 20, maybe 25 home runs a year, depending on how he fills out.
It's the constant reminder that who the Guardians put out there on opening day is never anywhere close to the team in 3 months later.
That is fair. Now, Stephen Vogt did talk about one player that has stood out in camp, and I think this will be music to all of our ears, because it's catcher Bo Naylor.
If one sticks out, it's Bo Naylor. Bo Naylor has had a wonderful winter, and he's had a phenomenal spring. He is swinging the bat completely, completely in the right direction. And I love the way Bo has gone about his business, being the leader, helping his pitching staff get ready, while also continuing to focus on his development, both behind the plate and at the plate.
So the reality is, if Bo Naylor doesn't work it out this year, the catching position is going to be a net negative offensively.
Yeah.
For an offense that doesn't have a lot of established power, a lot of established hitters, Bo Naylor coming through with a nice, decent average, and the power that he teased as a rookie might be the most ultimate boom or bust impact on the Guardians lineup.
No question. I'll just be frank about it. Bo Naylor made me look like a jerk last year.
Yep.
I said he should be a top 10 hitting catcher in the sport after slugging nearly 500 the year prior to that. I got really high on drinking the Bo Naylor Kool-Aid just for him to just make a lot of really bad plate appearances last year. If he could turn it around. I mean, listen, Nick, the offense in general, I've told you before, I have a big concern as to how they're going to generate runs. I don't know how this offense is currently constructed is going to generate enough runs even to support the pitching staff that the Guardians have put together. And so if Bo Naylor can come alive, and right now you got two guys in this lineup projected with over three wins above replacement, and Kwan and J-Ram, you need someone like Bo Naylor to really have an impact with the bat.
Well, here's the bottom line. The 1 through 5 is not the problem. Even 1 through 6 is not the problem with the Guardians lineup. Bo Naylor is one of like two or three guys who either will break camp with a team or who will be up here at some point contributing that can get you production out of your 7 through 9.
I don't know. I get worried about parts of even 1 through 6. Santana right now seems more like a better defensive first baseman than he has ever been offensively. He's 38 years old. He's up there. Manzardo is fine. I'm hoping he takes another step forward, but there are concerns with the 1 through 6.
Manzardo and Rocchio are two guys who, if they can continue their whatever they did in the postseason, if they can continue that into the regular season, that'd be a significant boost early in the season for your Cleveland Guardians. 216-474-0092. If it's not Bo Naylor, apparently a very good spring from Bo, which Guardians bat has the most boom or bust impact for the Guardians 2025 lineup? And I know this is going to end up just being a matter of semantics. I have said similar things. We're saying the wrong things about the Browns quarterback situation. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.